Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Well, today we're talking about AI agents.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I think everyone's kind of heard that phrase by now.
Right.
But what we really want to do today is get into what does that actually mean? What
Yeah.
are these things? So not just your basic chatbot, right?
Right.
This is like AI that actually gets to know you,
Yeah.
learns your data, can actually take action in the real world for you. Like
Yeah.
almost like a digital twin.
I like that. Yeah.
And I think that's a really good way to think about it.
Yeah.
What if you had this super smart
Yeah,
assistant
right.
who could just handle all those tedious tasks for you, freeing you up
Yeah.
to do the things you actually enjoy. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
What's so fascinating about this is the idea that you go from just asking AI questions to collaborating with it. Right. So almost becoming an extension of yourself in the digital world, understanding your needs, acting on your behalf.
So let's unpack that a little bit.
Okay.
Our sources kind of break an AI agent down into three main parts.
Okay.
You've got the brain,
Okay.
the heart, and the
We
limbs.
like it.
So let's start with the brain.
All right.
How does this thing actually think?
Well, the brain of an AI agent relies on what we call large language models, or LLM.
LLMs.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are familiar now with ChatGPT.
Right.
That's a great example of an LLM in action.
Okay.
And these models are trained on massive, massive amounts of data that
Really?
allow them to understand and generate human-like text.
Okay, so I get that. Like, I can talk to ChatGPT, it can give me answers, but it feels very general.
Right.
So, how do we go from that, general chatbot idea
Yeah.
to something that's personalized to me?
Yeah.
Like, it knows my preferences, knows
Yeah.
my schedule,
Yeah.
even my communication style.
Totally.
That seems like a big leap.
It is a leap, and that's where fine-tuning comes in, and a technique called retrieval augmented generation, or RAG.
Rag.
A RAG.
Okay.
Yeah. So imagine you feed the AI your data,
Over.
emails, messages, calendar entries, all
Fine.
that stuff. Through fine-tuning, the AI adapts to your unique way of communicating,
Okay.
and RAG takes it a step
All
further.
right, so Rag, break that down for me a little bit.
Okay, so let's say you're writing an email about an upcoming project.
Okay.
With RAG, the AI can instantly pull up relevant files from your computer, meeting notes from your calendar, past emails from your archive.
Oh, wow.
So it's like having all of the context you need
Yeah.
right at your fingertips without having to do any searching.
That's wild.
It is pretty wild.
So it's not just spitting out generic responses anymore.
Right.
It's actually using my information to give me tailored answers and
Exactly.
all of this data. Like,
Yeah.
where is this being stored?
Behind the scenes,
Yeah.
there are databases and they're like the AI's memory, so traditional databases and something called vector databases.
Okay.
They store and retrieve this vast amount of information, including all of the personalized stuff.
So it's not just like storing words,
No.
but it's storing the meaning of things.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So it's understanding the relationship between the different pieces of information.
Okay, so we've got the brain part figured out.
We're getting there.
This AI can process information, make decisions based on my data,
Yeah.
but it needs more than just smarts, right?
Right.
It needs to understand me
Yes.
on a deeper level,
Yeah.
almost like it has feelings.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
Which brings us to the heart. So, how
Right.
do we get this AI to understand not just my information, but actually understand me?
This is where it gets really, really interesting. The heart of an AI agent is all about personalization.
Okay.
It's about making the AI genuinely helpful,
Okay.
aligned with your needs and
Okay.
your goals.
All right. So, imagine a digital assistant who not only manages your schedule, but also understands your priorities,
Okay.
anticipates your needs.
I have to admit, this is where I get a little hesitant
Sure.
because we're talking about giving this AI access to my emails, my health data,
Yeah.
maybe even my financial records.
Right.
It sounds a bit creepy, to be honest.
I can understand why you'd say that,
Yeah.
but I think it's less about creepy
Okay.
and more about like a really, really efficient personal assistant
Okay.
who's always got your back.
Okay.
So, for example, imagine the AI agent notices you haven't slept well. Based on your Apple Watch data,
Okay.
and it proactively reschedules a stressful meeting for you.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that being useful.
Yeah.
But what other data could this heart tap into to
Yeah.
really understand me?
Well, emails and messages,
Okay.
those allow the AI to learn how you communicate, who's important in your network.
Okay.
Health data from your Apple Watch
Uh-huh.
provides insights into your activity levels, sleep patterns.
Okay.
Maybe even suggests healthier choices based on your habits.
Hold on, healthier choices? Like, is it going to judge my late night pizza orders?
I think of it less as judgment and more as like a gentle nudge
Okay.
in the right direction.
Okay.
So maybe it notices that you order takeout a lot.
Yeah.
And it suggests some healthy meal delivery options you might enjoy.
Okay.
The goal isn't to judge, but to provide personalized support.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal.
Good.
So emails, health data, what else?
Financial data is a big one.
Okay.
So imagine an AI that analyzes your spending habits, offers personalized financial advice,
okay,
or recommends products you'll actually like.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Based on like past purchases.
Right. So it's like having a personal financial advisor and a shopping assistant.
Ah, okay. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
The more we talk about it, the more it feels like this AI
yeah.
is becoming a reflection of me.
In the digital world.
Totally.
Almost like a digital twin, like our source says.
Exactly.
And that's the goal.
That's the goal, to create an AI that understands you so well that it can anticipate your needs and act in your best interest.
So we've talked about the brain for thinking.
Yep.
The heart for understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But what about actually doing things in the real world?
Yeah, that's the next step.
That's where the limbs come in, right?
Exactly. That's where the limbs come in.
Okay, so what can this AI do for me?
This is where the true power of an AI agent comes into play.
Okay.
Imagine never having to spend hours searching for the perfect flight or hotel again.
Right.
Your AI can connect to travel platforms,
mm-hmm.
compare options based on your preferences,
okay.
and book your entire trip for you.
So it's not just booking flights, it's understanding my preferences.
That's exactly right.
Like, it knows I prefer aisle seats and nonstop flights.
Exactly. It learns all of your travel habits.
Okay.
Tailors everything to your needs. And it doesn't stop there.
Okay.
Need groceries delivered? Your AI can handle that too.
Wow.
Need to schedule a doctor's appointment, book a ride? Your AI can take care of all of it.
That's amazing. So convenient.
Seamlessly integrating with all sorts of services.
But how does it actually connect to all these different services?
That's where APIs come in.
Maybe API.
Yeah, application programming interfaces.
Okay.
They act as bridges between the AI agent and the digital world, allowing it to interact with various platforms and services.
Gotcha.
Securely and efficiently.
So like giving it a set of tools.
Exactly.
To operate in the real world.
Exactly.
Okay, this is pretty mind-blowing.
It is pretty amazing.
We've got the brain for thinking, the heart for personalization,
yep,
and now the limbs to take action.
We've got it all.
But let's be real.
Okay.
This all relies on giving the AI access to my information.
Right.
Incredibly personal information. It sounds amazing, but also a little bit scary, wouldn't you say?
Mm. Yeah, you've hit on a crucial point.
Okay.
All this power, all this convenience, it relies on trust.
Yeah.
And that trust hinges on how we handle privacy and security.
Okay.
If we're going to embrace these AI agents,
yeah,
we need to make sure that our data is protected.
Right.
And used responsibly.
So how do we do that?
That's a conversation for our next segment.
Okay, tease it for us.
We're going to get into the potential risks and some potential solutions.
Okay.
Exploring how we can empower individuals while protecting their data.
All right. Can't wait to get into that.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so we're back and ready to tackle that big question.
Yeah.
How do we make sure all this AI power
right.
doesn't come at the cost of our privacy?
Right.
It's a bit of a tightrope walk, isn't it?
It really is.
We're talking about giving AI access to, you know, some of our most sensitive information.
Right.
So naturally, there are concerns.
Yeah.
But I guess just like with any powerful technology,
yeah,
the key really lies in, you know, responsible development.
Absolutely.
And usage.
Yeah.
So let's dive into that a little bit.
Okay.
What are some of the approaches to keeping our data safe?
Yeah.
In this kind of AI-powered world?
Well, one really promising avenue is self-sovereign technologies.
Okay. Self-sovereign technologies.
Yeah. And I think it's helpful to think of it this way.
Yeah.
Instead of handing over all of your data to a big tech company,
right,
you get to keep control of it.
Okay.
You decide what the AI can access,
right,
how it can use that information.
So it's almost like I have this digital vault,
right,
and I hold the keys.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how does that actually work in practice?
It involves some pretty cool tech.
Okay.
But the basic idea is that your data is encrypted.
Okay.
and stored in a way that only you can grant access to.
Yeah.
So you're not handing over the master key.
Right.
You're giving the AI like a limited time guest pass.
I like that.
To certain parts of your data.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about misuse?
Yeah.
Even with these safeguards, couldn't someone still figure out a way to exploit the system?
Absolutely. And that's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And that's why ongoing research and development in this area is so important.
Right.
The goal is to create systems that are robust, secure, and constantly evolving to stay ahead of potential threats.
Okay.
Decentralization is another big piece of the puzzle.
Okay. Decentralization. Remind me what that means in this context.
So instead of having all of your data stored in one central location,
right,
imagine it spread across a network of computers.
Okay.
So it makes it much harder for any one entity to gain unauthorized access or control.
So it's like a safety deposit box.
Yeah.
With multiple locks.
Exactly.
Each held by a different person.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Okay, so we've got self-sovereign technologies for control.
Uh-huh.
Decentralization for security.
Right.
What other measures are being explored to make sure AI development is happening responsibly?
Transparency is a big one.
Okay.
We need to be able to understand how these AI agents are making decisions.
Okay.
What data they're using.
Right.
Imagine if your AI agent booked you a flight on an airline with a terrible safety record.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to know why it made that choice?
Absolutely.
Right. So transparency means being able to kind of look under the hood and see how the AI is working.
Okay. Yeah. So transparency means like I can see how it's making its decision.
Exactly. It's about making the decision-making process clear.
Right.
Understandable.
Yeah.
This helps build trust, allows us to identify and correct any potential biases or errors.
Right. Because it could be making decisions based on bad data.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So we've covered some pretty complex stuff here.
We have.
But I want to bring it back to the listener for a moment.
Sure.
What does all this mean for someone who's just starting to hear about AI agents?
Yeah.
What should they be thinking about?
I think the main takeaway is that AI agents have the potential to revolutionize our lives in incredibly positive ways.
Yeah.
But it's really important to remember that this technology is still developing.
Right.
We need to approach it with a healthy dose of curiosity and caution.
Okay.
Asking questions, understanding the implications, and demanding that privacy and security remain top priorities.
Okay. So not being afraid of the technology, but being informed and engaged in how it's developed.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the real power of an AI agent comes from its ability to take action in the real world.
Yeah.
So let's explore that a bit further.
Okay.
What are some examples of actions that these AI agents could take that go beyond like just booking flights or ordering groceries?
Well, think about personalized healthcare.
Okay.
Imagine an AI agent that can analyze your medical history, your genetic data, your lifestyle factors to identify potential health risks. And then it can recommend preventative measures or even connect you with the right specialists.
So it's like having a proactive health advisor.
Exactly.
Who's constantly looking out for my well-being.
Yeah, constantly looking out for you.
That's amazing.
It's about moving from reactive healthcare to proactive healthcare.
Okay.
Where AI can help us stay ahead of potential issues and live healthier lives.
And this is just one example.
Yeah.
What other like real world applications are you seeing?
We're also seeing exciting developments in education.
Okay.
Finance. Even entertainment.
So let's get specific.
Okay.
What are some real world applications of AI agents that are already like making waves in these industries?
Yeah.
I'm really curious about education in particular.
One fascinating area is the development of AI powered tutors.
Okay.
That can adapt to each student's individual learning style and pace.
So like a tutor who can identify my strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly.
Provide personalized instruction.
Right.
Adjust the learning material.
Yeah, to keep you engaged and motivated.
That's incredible. It's like having a personal tutor.
It really is.
Who knows exactly how to teach me most effectively.
And this could be a game changer.
Yeah.
Especially for students who struggle in traditional classroom settings.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about the world of finance?
Okay. Yeah. What about finance?
We're seeing the emergence of AI-powered financial advisors that can help you manage your money more effectively so they can analyze your spending habits, identify areas where you can save, even recommend investment strategies based on your risk tolerance.
So it's like having a financial expert on call.
On call, 24/7.
That could be really helpful for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Any other applications you find particularly exciting?
One area that's rapidly evolving is the use of AI agents in creative fields.
Okay.
Like writing.
Oh, wow.
Music composition.
Okay.
So imagine an AI agent that can help you write a novel, compose a song, or even create a work of art.
Wow.
These tools can provide inspiration, generate ideas.
That's mind-blowing.
It's like having a creative collaborator right there in your computer.
It really is.
Yeah.
But that brings up a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Like, if AI can create art,
right.
music,
right.
literature,
yeah.
what does that mean for human creativity?
That's a question that philosophers and artists are grappling with right now.
Yeah.
Some people believe that AI will enhance human creativity,
okay.
providing new tools and possibilities for expression.
Right.
Others worry that it might devalue human creativity or even lead to a loss of originality.
It's a really complex issue.
It is.
With, you know, no easy answers.
Right.
And it really speaks to the broader impact of AI
yeah.
on society as a whole.
Absolutely.
So we've explored the benefits, mm-hmm. the privacy concerns,
yeah.
even some real world applications.
Yeah.
As we kind of wrap up this segment,
okay.
I'm going to go back to something you said earlier
yeah.
about responsible development.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, this is really crucial.
It's crucial.
As with any powerful technology,
right.
we have to approach AI development thoughtfully,
yes.
ethically,
uh-huh.
consider the potential impacts,
right.
both positive and negative,
yes.
and make sure we're building a future where AI benefits all of humanity.
That's the goal.
It's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
But it's about the choices we make.
Uh-huh.
And how we develop and use it.
Yes.
And those choices will determine what kind of future we create.
I agree.
Now, for our final segment, we're going to dive into something even more fascinating.
Cool.
The concept of AI agents as digital twins.
I like it.
We'll explore what that really means.
Okay.
And look at some real-world examples of this technology in action.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone.
Back for more.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
You know, from the inner workings of AI agents uh-huh. to those really important questions about privacy.
Right. Responsible development.
Yeah.
Now let's step into a realm that feels straight out of science fiction.
Yeah.
Digital twins.
I like it.
We touched on this a little bit earlier, but yeah. I want to go deeper.
Okay, let's do it.
What is a digital twin in the context of AI agents?
Well, the idea of a digital twin isn't actually new.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been used in fields like engineering and manufacturing for years.
Okay.
To create virtual replicas of physical objects.
Okay, so like a digital copy of a car engine or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
With AI, we're not just replicating machines.
Right.
We're creating digital representations of people.
Okay, so that's where my brain starts to melt a little bit.
I get it.
So we're talking about an AI that's not just mimicking my behavior,
right.
but actually simulating me.
Mm-hmm.
Like my preferences, my habits, my health data.
All of that.
Is that even possible?
It's becoming more possible every day.
Yeah, and I think the best way to think about it is
okay.
your digital twin is constantly learning and evolving
okay.
based on the data it receives.
Okay.
The more data you feed it,
mm-hmm.
the more accurately it can reflect who you are and how you operate in the world.
Okay, let's get concrete.
All right.
What are some real-world examples
yeah.
of how these digital twins are being used?
Well, one area where digital twins are showing huge promise is in personalized medicine.
Okay, yeah, we talked about the healthcare applications earlier.
Right, so researchers are developing AI-powered twins that can simulate a patient's unique physiology.
So what does that actually look like?
Imagine being able to test different treatment options on your digital twin
okay.
before making any decisions in the real world.
So it's like a virtual test run.
Exactly.
For medical treatments.
That's a great way to put it.
That could be revolutionary.
Yeah.
Especially for people with complex medical conditions.
It allows doctors to tailor treatments to your specific needs, minimizing risks and maximizing the chances of a positive outcome.
It's like having a personalized medical simulation.
Exactly.
What other applications are you seeing?
Well, digital twins are also making waves in finance.
Oh, eh?
Imagine a twin that understands your financial goals.
Okay.
Risk tolerance and spending patterns.
So it could simulate different investment scenario.
Exactly.
Prepping me plan for retirement
mm-hmm.
or making big financial decisions.
Right. With more confidence.
Okay. So it's all about creating this virtual version of myself.
Yeah.
That can explore different possibilities.
Right.
And help me make better decisions.
That's exactly right.
But this brings up a really big question for me.
Yeah.
How much control do I have over my digital twin?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And it circles back to those conversations about privacy and data ownership.
Right.
The ideal scenario is one where you retain control over your digital twin and the data it uses.
So I decide what information it can access.
Exactly.
How it can use that information, who it can share it with.
That's the goal.
So my digital twin stays my digital twin,
mm-hmm.
not something controlled by a corporation or a government.
Exactly. It's about empowering individuals to benefit from this technology.
Okay, that's really important.
While safeguarding their autonomy and protecting their rights.
Yeah, that's a really powerful message.
It is.
So as we wrap up this whole deep dive into AI agents,
yeah.
what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I think the most important thing to keep in mind is that AI agents and this concept of digital twins are on the cusp of transforming our world.
Yeah.
And we've talked about the benefits, the convenience, the personalization.
Uh-huh.
But it's crucial to approach this technology with both excitement and critical thinking.
Okay. So excitement, but also caution.
Yeah. Ask questions, demand transparency, and advocate for responsible development.
Advocate for responsible development that puts people first.
Absolutely.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From those nuts and bolts of how AI agents work to the ethical considerations that'll really shape their future.
Yeah.
It's clear we're on the edge of something extraordinary.
I think so.
And it's up to all of us to ensure that AI serves humanity in a way that is both beneficial and ethical.
I agree.
So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those tough questions.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.